You're listening to DraftKings Network.
On the first segment, we talk about so much. We talk about Rivalry Week. Oh my God, I actually said
it. Look at that, impressive.
Oh yeah, we bring back Smack DVDs. Thea, is that you? We also talk about DMX. We were hanging out with DMX. We talk about Matthew McConaughey. Oh my God, all new owners. We talk about that and so much more. We also talk about what happened in Seattle and Portland and why we ride with you.
Exactly. And then the second segment, we are talking to Chelsea Kabarkas. You may remember her as the in-stadium host for NYCFC in that second or third season, I believe.
Second season.
And she's a soccer player. She's played all over the world. She just played in Colombia. She played in Italy. You've seen her modeling all over the place. And now she's here.
Finally, the third prettiest person in a room.
Exactly. Just three models talking it up.
You know how we do.
So all this and more today on the
Cooligans.
Hi, I'm John Strong. I'm the large bald man who stands next to Stu Holden when you watch soccer on Fox Sports. You are listening to the Cooligans.
Yeah, baby!
Yo! Now it's too loud. Jesus Christ. I'm right next to you. I'm like 2 feet away from you. I'm like, that was too much. My ears are hurting. I feel bad for the poor listener.
Well, we lower the volume when I do that anyway, so it's all good. What's up, everybody?
What's going on, guys? Hello, welcome to the show. Cooligans are here. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
All right, we are your favorite stand-up comedians that host the funniest soccer podcast that you have ever listened to.
We better be.
That's right. That's like a threat to you.
Yeah. It's a threat to your taste. We better be your favorite.
We better be your favorite.
Who else?
We better be the funniest.
Yeah. And also, we better be the gulliest because we're the gulliest soccer podcast in the world.
That is correct. And you are. And you're wearing the shirt to prove it. And again, the gulliesties are back in
They're
stock.
Back. Just like us. We're back, baby.
That's right. We were out of commission for a while.
For at least, 6 days? How long is it?
Sure. How's your foot, by the way?
Better. Not great.
Not great.
Better. The wound is granulating again. It's healing itself. The skin is...
I don't know what granulating means in this
either.
Context.
I mean neither, but my wife keeps saying it as she looks at it, and apparently this is a good thing. But I am no longer wearing like 3 gauze pads and a foot wrap. I'm now just wearing a pad. I'm wearing a
tampon right on your foot.
I got a maxi in there. I poured the red fluid into the blue fluid in it, just like the commercials and everything.
Just to prove it worked.
You know what I mean? You ever microwave a maxi? Anyway, we'll talk about it.
Microwave what?
A maxi pad? They kind of explode. It's hilarious. I don't know, dude. It's so funny. It's like when you see a kid in a diaper go in a swimming pool. It looks like that. You don't go to hood pools enough, you know? So anyway, the foot's doing better. I'm glad you asked.
Okay, all right. Are you microwaving babies? What's going on?
Yeah. No, the other way. Sure. Get those maxi pads out of the pool and get your baby out of the microwave.
Hello. Yeah. If you didn't listen to last week's show, Alexis stepped on a crystal.
A piece of a crystal. And it made itself
he
a home.
He stepped on a Puerto Rican girl named Crystal. Yeah.
Her hoop earring went right in my heel.
It happens to all of us.
It happens all the time. You can't get off the subway without practically stepping on a crystal.
So I'm glad you're doing a little bit better.
No more blood in my socks, baby. So we're doing better.
Okay, cool. Yes, because they're in the tampon.
Yeah, which is in the microwave next to the baby.
Because it has the absorbency is very good.
I don't think you made that word up just now.
No,
absorbency.
Absorbency. Yeah. What?
I don't think that's an actual word.
Why wouldn't it be a word? It's absorbent. Right, and then the absorbency of something.
You are 100% correct. It is.
It's just a proper like conjugation of a thing.
Oh, so now conjugation? You make another word? Granulating flesh is healthy and means that your body is working to provide a strong protective new layer of flesh. Shouts to Tim. All right. Tim, end us up.
Okay.
Did my wife text you, Tim? What's going on?
Shout out to Alexis's new flesh. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I got enough, especially after losing some weight.
So, yes. So I'm glad you're feeling a little bit better. We're excited to be here. We're excited. We had quite the week. I mean, it was rivalry week. Hudson River Derby
was. You said that really well, rivalry week.
I'm like, slow it down.
I can't.
I slow
it
down in my brain. Rivalry River. Yeah, because it can get a little mush mouth.
I just be like, rivalry week. You know what I mean?
Robbery week. Yeah.
It's robbery week.
Get used to it.
Well, you know that's what Pro calls it, the robbery.
That's right. It's Heineken robbery week. Bro, give me all them Heinekens.
You know they go to VAR and it's just scenes from like the Dave Chappelle special. Yo, this is fire. Oh, wait. How long have I been here? 3 minutes? All right, I gotta go back.
Yes. There were a bunch of incredible games. I mean, again, we make the quote-unquote, like, joke or exaggeration that from kind of week to week, the Premier League started, this is their second or third week?
Yeah.
It's MLS.
We top of the news charts, though.
Dude, but MLS... whatever. You can complain about quality this and quality that.
No, we're talking directly to Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Playoff system this, mentality that.
Say what you want. Charter flights, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, yeah, whatever, Wayne Rooney.
Okay.
All right, get on coach like the rest of us.
How about you make it to a game on time, Rooney? And maybe we'll think about buying you a plane, my guy.
But, man.
Shouts to all the players y'all deserve.
I genuinely just enjoy these MLS evenings more than my Premier League mornings. I know a lot of people don't agree, but that's just how I feel. I'm staring at the TV going like, yo, how did that happen?
Yo, you crazy.
More than when I do that in the morning. Well, more than when I watch Premier League.
Premier League is fun. It's like watching a good tennis match.
That's right.
Ooh, okay. Oh, look at that. Hey, oh my God. MLS is like watching World Star.
I gotta send this to my homie.
He ain't coming back.
I think that's his cousin.
Damn. Yo, he going away.
Make sure I gotta drop him a note or something.
Yo, Omar, I know that dude. He better not say my name.
Yo, yeah. I don't want to be an accomplice.
Okay, stop snitching.
That's just it. It is so wildly entertaining. And if you are not a fan of Major League Soccer, you're not watching this.
Are you a fan of when it gets messy? Okay, you want to be a fan of Lionel Messi or when it gets messy?
Exactly.
You like it when it gets hot.
And Messi ain't even playing. All the highlights of Leo Messi are
Him holding his kid.
Of him holding his kids and Luis and celebrating a goal for Real Betis.
And Suarez got to come in like, hey, what you doing?
How are you raising this child?
Right?
And they're celebrating goals for the opposing team.
To rooting for ops.
I don't care if he's 3 years old.
Right?
All right? No excuses.
If this was an MLS player, that baby would have been smacked.
and
what about Smack TV? Who remembers Smack TV? Smack DVDs, remember that? Do you remember?
I don't remember. What is this? Smack TV?
Smack DVDs were World Star before World Star. Like, remember like a Radio Music Box or whatever that was called?
Video Music Box, yes.
Was like it was basically like World Star for like hip hop, like World Star like produces, like puts out new hip hop and like big stars. Video Music Box, you do that like way back in the day. Smack DVDs, you would buy DVDs and it would be people fighting. It would be people yelling at each other, people snapping on each other. It'd be like dudes getting robbed outside of bodegas. Sure. It was just video of all this. Like before you would get in trouble, before the cops saw it, you would send it to Smack DVD and you would hope to make it on Smack DVD.
Okay.
Rap battles, it was great.
Oh, that's a good. And now this is Smack TV is now just twitter.com.
Yeah, so, yeah. No, 100%. Yeah.
How cool is that?
A lot less racism on Smack DVD. Also, shouts to whatever president would have been, just Bill Clinton, who would have been George Bush.
It's less racism, but more of the N-word, right?
Yeah. Way more. That possible?
It's very odd.
Yeah, but it's said with love while you're robbing another person outside of a bodega. Yo, shouts to Smack DVD. Let me know if there's like a place. I'm sure it's on the internet somewhere. Is it on YouTube?
Oh,
I would love to watch an old Smack DVD.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm glad you're doing this now.
They are. Just to YouTube.
Why is it? But thank you for those archivists, those Smack TV historians.
Smack DVD. Volume 14 just pulled up. Okay. Oh, buddy.
Anyway, I was more of a fan of Smash TV. Remember Smash TV, the video game? It's a great game on Super Nintendo.
I thought it was a different video series. I know. Dia?
Anyway. No, that's just a category now. I was going to say.
By the way, shouts to all the young kids who listen to the show, who are now looking up Smack DVD.
Sure, and Tias.
Well, that part, you know, you've been looking up already.
I was going to say, because we were talking about Leo Messi's kids and that clip of his son celebrating and go for Real Betis. Yeah.
Super cute. His kid is so damn
adorable.
Cute.
But even Luis Suarez's kids was like, yo, what's up with this kid?
Luis Suarez's kid was snitching on him. He was like, yo, you see what my man's doing over here?
Yo, I can't be seen in a nursery with this fool.
Pero porque hace eso.
In comparison, in Major League Soccer, we have to kind of, as when it comes to adorable children that keep it gully as hell, we have to talk about
Conalade.
We have to talk about Alex Ring's daughter.
Oh, she keeps it wild gully.
Because if you didn't see, we have shared this tweet, NYCFC, before the Hudson River Derby.
Alex Ring's daughter was one of the mascots.
Exactly. So she is in line, and all the players.
Super cute kid, by
adorable
the way.
Kid.
She had the two pigtails, blonde hair.
Exactly.
As cute as you can make a little Scandinavian, she's that.
Exactly. So she is at the end of the line, and this particular clip is when all the Red Bull players are coming down.
Well, first, like one or two NYCFC players come down.
Yes.
And they get daps.
They get, well, it was Brad Stuver. So yeah. Brad Stuver comes out. He's like, hey, hello. She gives him a little
She did check him real quick. Like,
she was like, oh, who's this?
What's
oh,
that
okay.
badge? Oh, okay.
Okay, all right. You good.
Yeah, yeah. She knows shapes. Like, that's a circle.
So I just to be clear, Alex Ring's daughter is maybe 4 or 5?
Yeah.
Tops?
That's what I said. She checked the shape. Yeah, like, yeah. Circle, you get a dap.
So then a bunch of other Rebel players come through, and they're giving high fives to all the mascots except this
and
one.
And she pulled her hand back. She's holding her own hand like she's clutching her pearls.
And she's like, nope. She's and like, then the last one, and that this is really the best one, this is Barlow, Tom Barlow. Yeah. He's the new signing. He came from Red Bull 2 to New York Red Bulls and on the first team. And he's the last guy who goes to, like, give her a five. And he's, like, directly going to, like, yeah, I'm going to give you five. And then he just...
He's staring at her like, I want a high five. You're a child. And she gave him the look of, remember the photo Aaron put up of Ajax that went, like, viral?
Oh, yeah,
the dog be like, huh?
Uh-huh. Nope.
Excuse me? Oh, you home now? That look? And she was like, what? You ain't getting nothing from me. It was amazing.
Absolutely adorable.
It's one of the cutest things you've ever seen. She deserves a gully shirt.
Yeah, without a doubt. We have to make them in child sizes now.
Yeah. I thought that's what you wore. I thought we did have that.
I wear girls' medium. Yeah. What are you talking about?
You know their sizes come in, like, the age group?
Oh, sure.
You know, like
sure.
when kids,
like
I only use my nephew.
Or Y8 or whatever. Yeah. Like that. Okay, cool.
But
anyway.
YG.
All right. Or YG. That's right. Anyway, adorable video.
Super
go to our Twitter account if you have not seen it.
It's almost like you forget, like, this is kind of like what soccer is about. It's just like a fun time. The family of the players are there.
Exactly.
Rivalry, and, sure. It can even take it to this level.
And little girls bleed blue. Yeah, you know?
Yeah,
get out of my face.
You ripping.
She was crip walking for some reason. That was weird.
She was doing the Schmurder dance.
I'm like, yo, she is really adapting to New York quite quickly.
Wow. Her first words were free bop.
Incredible. in Finnish for some reason.
A smack dignity fell out of her satchel.
Adorable child. Alexander Ring, you're doing it well.
I feel like you know how some shows they like to raise the bar every week? I feel like we lower it even more.
Anyway, so we like to start the show by always showing love to the people who show love to us. So thank you to the people who leave reviews on iTunes. It really helps us a lot. We're on that quest to 600 because it's very important to us to begin the quest to 700, right? So that's really, really important to us.
That's why we're going to get to 6 so we could beg you for 7. I mean, you know that's going to happen.
You know, it's an emotional journey to get over there. So,
and I don't even want to talk about what happens when we get to 7.
Who knows? What's gonna happen?
I don't know.
Literally, I think no nobody knows.
I can't count.
Who is this, you know, the script writers? They don't know what's going to happen in the following season. So, I want to read this review. Because this review was if I can piece it together, this review was left by Peter. Peter, I don't know how to actually. When he was here, I should have asked him how to say his last name. He is C A R C I A, which you would say Carcia, but I don't think that's correct because it's Italian. It's probably Carcia or something like that. So anyway, so it's either Carcia or Carcia. But he goes. He says, let me drop the booch. That's the subject. So he was here during our booch.
Yeah.
Our booching.
Our booch, please.
Booch, please. Where we were having the Portland kombucha. And he says, wow, just realized how trash the review I had of this show was before. So after getting the Gully Squad treatment, I'm stepping my game up. No podcast in the universe can so eloquently tell you about the soccer universe and where Alan Gordon puts his shoes. Yeah. I hope you know what that
means. What he puts in his shoes. Super important.
The show is hilarious, and more importantly, it's authentic. The way they are in person is the same as on the mic. Thank you for letting me see the show live and spending time to give me advice on everything from soccer media to IT. That's right. I was helping him out with, you know.
I fixed his computer.
Quite impressive. And he says, no doubt you guys should be the kings of footy media and not some hairless men in fancy dress. Up the anal warts.
Yeah.
And come on, Hartford Athletic. So there's a lot of inside jokes if you are not familiar with our show.
If you don't know anal warts, FC is our greatest, our favorite team.
Okay.
Love you, anal warts. We do.
We love you, anal warts. We do. Okay. So, I mean, look, it's desde la cuna. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's just us. That's who we bleed anal warts.
It made you laugh before you finished the word.
It was ridiculous.
You know, these anal warts bleed.
Okay, how loyal are you?
Yeah, let me see your pain.
Anyway, Pete, thank you so much for
I
that.
I want to read this quick one from Mustache, which you know I'm reading now.
Okay. I think I've seen his films in the 70s.
Yeah, it's a little different now, but okay. Dia? Anyway, 5 stars, obviously, or you know we don't read it. The title is Better Like, so already I'm in, right? I've heard Alexis talk about his favorite pizza spots in New York. Better Like, will we ever get a list? If he made one in an earlier episode, could us new listeners get the episode number? Stay Gully, Kenneth Kniff from Connecticut. This is a post you put in a message board, not as a review. You can't ask us a question in the review, dog. But also, shouts to you for giving us a 5-star review. So, you'll never get my list.
This is also a joke because Kenneth Kniff is the interlude from the Eminem albums. Remember Ken Kniff from Connecticut? Remember he used to be like this very weirdly. No. You didn't listen to Eminem?
I mean, I did, but I ain't like that.
Okay.
Damn, I don't remember your skits.
What were you doing in the late 90s, dog? I mean, Eminem was the most popular.
Watching Smack DVDs, man.
Kenneth Kniff. So it's a nice Kenneth Kniff reference. I haven't heard. It was the equivalent of the Mad Rapper.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It was just Kenneth Kniff was like, it was Eminem doing the voice, and he was being
he was
like,
doing a skit.
Yeah, and it was like Jerky Boys. It was like he was calling in and being like creepy and stuff like that. So,
all right, well, I'll look that up.
All right. So, yeah, it's a great reference. I mean, it's actually very vulgar and he's very weird. the Kenneth Kniff.
Wait, Eminem? You don't say.
Strange character. Yeah. Wasn't a huge fan.
We just yelled our anal warts bleed, and you want to talk about?
I said I bleed anal warts.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, please.
All over.
Okay, because I love my team that much.
I ain't sitting on no donut.
Thank you so much for the reviews, Mustache and
Mustache and
Peter
coach.
And Peter.
Both Connecticut references today. How about that?
Look at that. Okay.
And you know what else Connecticut is known for?
What?
Mediocre pizza. And
that's right.
We have a pizza.
Are you
going to
help this person with the pizza?
No, they'll never get my list.
Oh, you?
I told you that.
You really won't
get help? No, I'm not giving anyone my list. I'll give you good places to go. I'm not giving you my list.
Oh, you're not giving them? Is there why?
Yeah, because it's mine.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm taking my ball and I'm going home.
Wow.
No, it's like
that Drake song, like, put my pizza list in the grave. You know? Yeah.
When I die, I put my list in the grave.
Just wow.
That's where I'm at.
Never realized it was that like tight-lipped of you know.
No, the whole list is for me. You know, I don't know what to tell you. My wife doesn't even know the list, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, son.
That's saying a lot, man.
I mustache. Imagine I said, no, honey, I know you never seen it, but I gotta show it. It's a mustache.
Mustache. He asked on an iTunes review.
Why are you sharpening that knife, Mom? What you doing, Mama? So look, we've been talking about this announcement.
We've been talking a lot about pizza, but we have another unboxing to do in front. We have a box in front of us, and we know who it's from, right?
Yeah.
Because it says it right there.
You can't see it.
You can't see it, but
we know who it is.
But this is we don't know what it is.
We don't know what it is, but we can assume this is referencing the thing that we're finally allowed to talk about. Why don't we open it first?
Yes, let's open it. So we have been teasing, and people have been mildly annoyed.
Of course, we're annoyed. Okay, look, it's these people. Okay, look, we've wanted to tell you guys for what, like 3 weeks now? I think.
Yeah, almost a month. Yeah.
Yeah, we're really excited to mention it. We've told some friends and family in private, and they're all really excited as are we. But let's see what this is, because this could be a cease and desist for all we know.
Okay, so this is I'm wearing the same exact shirt, I think. Oh no. Okay. Are they the same thing?
Not for on-air use. Yes, for on-air use. It's hilarious. Hold on. I actually want to read this one.
Okay. So these are two jerseys.
Should we read this? Right? Hold on. What is this?
This is amazing. I don't even have to change my shirt because I'm wearing the same color shirt.
What's it say on the back? Alexis 19. What's it say on the front? What's that say on the front?
It says Fubo TV.
Does it really?
It does.
Well, maybe that has something to do with this. This is a letter from Fubo TV. We're pleased to announce that we're working on a new show at Fubo TV. This is real. Details will come soon, but thank you to everyone for all of our support, all of your support along the way. It means the world. Fubo TV told us that they knew we wouldn't read this verbatim, but they would like to tell us that we would like to tell you that we're excited to bring Cooligans to a new medium and that pizza is permitted in the studio. For anyone who doesn't know, Fubo TV is a live TV streaming service. You can get all your favorite cable networks and sports coverage, plus shows, movies, and news on Fubo TV without the high cost of cable. Go to Fubo TV for more details.
So that's it, guys.
Buddy, we are getting a show.
We are getting a
Fubo TV.
We're getting a TV show.
We're going to pause this to hug.
There it is. Boom.
Mama, we did it.
So this is absolutely
this is insane.
This is the news. If you're watching this on YouTube or you're watching a video online,
if you're watching it on our Instagram, because I'm sure we'll put it up.
Exactly. So thank you so much. This is.
You don't look like you've changed.
I don't look. I'm just wearing the same exact shirt.
I couldn't be happier, more. I mean, this is the first time we've sound like demure. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're not screaming. Like, I don't know what to really say here besides the fact that we're super excited and, you know, we can't wait to start. It launches soon, right? We can say.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm going to base it off of what's on that sheet. So I don't want to say more than we can.
Okay.
So, yeah, let's just leave it at that. We're getting a TV show. It's starting soon. Stay tuned. Follow us on our, get on our email chain. Subscribe to that.
Join Gully Squad if you want to see behind the scenes stuff.
Yes. So, yes, that will be happening soon.
Buddy, you're getting a television show.
Hey, you know what, Alexis? I think you're getting a television too. I'm going to get you a television show.
You're getting a television show. I'm going to get a television show. I want to just take a moment to say, 4 years ago, a little over 4 years ago, you and I stood next to each other at a soccer game, and we thought, hey.
You're hot.
You know? Instead of just making out, like, why don't we
try and do something?
Also, it's distracting a lot of the fans.
Apparently, everybody here in the supporter section has some weird issue. Yeah.
There's also a few of the NYCFC fans whose hands stay straight up that are really upset about it. We decided to start finding a way to become more a part of the world of soccer. We wanted to show the world that American soccer could be fun and funny. And, you know, who knows if we've succeeded at that, but we've done something.
Yes, something is, look, it's
somebody noticed.
Somebody did notice. And this is super cool. So, like, we cannot thank you enough. I mean,
this is all because of you guys.
This is going into your ears right now. The person, whoever you are listening to this, thank you. We are genuinely thankful because by listening to the show, supporting us, tweeting at us,
also
anything,
just sharing the show with your friends. How many of our like, you know, last 100 reviews reference, I heard about this because of Total Soccer Show. Shouts to you guys. Or I heard about this because my friend made me listen. Or this one guy kept telling me I got to hear this. So this one girl kept saying, you got to listen to these guys. And here we are. It's all because of that.
Yes. So all we can say is thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of our hearts, because this is crazy. We started this show in Alexis's kitchen.
Yeah.
We've been doing comedy for a little over 10 years. We've been grinding it out, trying to figure out what is our lane. What should we be doing? Alexis was, pizza tours. And,
well, you know, a bunch of
it. I'm fixing computers all my life. And, you were trying to pitch food shows and
everything. I had to deal with Food Network that didn't go anywhere.
Exactly. So there's so many. I would do commercials and
You were doing plays. Yeah. I mean, and none of those things will stop. Like, we're going to continue to follow all of our dreams and work wherever we can. And also, this doesn't stop. The podcast isn't going to stop. You're going to continue to get free content from podcasts from us, just the way you've always heard it. And also, the show is going to be, right? Are we allowed to?
The show is going to be what? I don't know. I
also free? I don't know what else to say.
Don't say anything. Yeah. Sorry. There will be more detailed announcements coming soon.
Just know that from the bottom of our hearts, this is something that was presented to us, I think now 4 months ago. And here we are after all the back and forth. Finally, it's something we can announce. Finally, it's something we can talk about. And, you know, you guys, if you're listening to this, even if this is the first time, you're like, oh, I got to listen to these guys. They're doing too much, you know. But if you're listening to this and you've ever heard any other episode of ours, and even if you haven't, if this is the moment you're turning it on, it means the world to us that you, even just downloading it once, leaving a review, leaving a 5 stars and not leaving a review, anything, joining Gully Squad, you guys are the absolute best. Hopefully this is even more content for you guys to sort of get. And we want to continue doing more. We want to do it all.
Yeah. And the hope is that with this, kind of bigger platform, is that, our mission isn't any different. We're still two stand-up comedians. We love soccer. We have this commitment to grow and put a bit of a light on what the American soccer world looks like, and then to show that it is fun, it has a lot of personality, and it's truly this untapped sort of entertainment resource for a lot of for the world, right?
Yeah.
So this will hopefully allow us to do that on a larger scale. And everyone who, again, I mean, there have been people, we just talked about Casey. We just talked, there were people who've listened to every single episode that we've ever done.
We have people that came on board like midway through these last 4 years and have now heard our entire back catalog.
Exactly. I remember getting a message, a tweet or something, or email from Gabe Lajas. Remember, he's the Atlanta United fan who's from like Tennessee.
Yeah.
And he would, he sent us a message. He came to the show that we did, the World Cup comedy tour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he had sent email that he had went back and listened to every single episode, which is just wild, right? especially when it's like...
I was always like, what did we say?
Yeah. We apologize.
Yeah, first thing
for each one.
Yeah. Was it him or was it me? Who was it?
So, I'm at a little bit of a loss for words. I mean,
it's the second week in a row we're getting a little emotional, but for a different reason. But like, it just went, things like this that happened to us, we feel like it's happening to all of you guys as well.
Yeah.
And I hope you think the same, And, just look, the more famous I get, the more unbearable I'm going to be. So, be my friend now, okay? You know what I mean?
So you can say, I knew him when he was less of an asshole.
Yeah, because I'm going to be so much more. You'll be able to say that for sure.
So, like we said, nothing's really going to change. You're still going to get the podcast that you hopefully love. And we'll just keep moving, and we'll just be doing a lot of, like, bigger things. So
I'm going to just be wearing sunglasses to a lot more shows.
Exactly.
And stuff, you know what I mean? Escorted in the back.
Right. Cuban link, lots of cologne.
Right. Oh, get ready. You won't smell me in the venue, but you won't see me in the venue. And I'm wearing sunglasses. I definitely won't see you. Why do you wear those in dark venues, dude?
All right, get ready for Alexis Guerrero's chest hair. Because it's making an appearance.
Absolutely. And it ain't awards game near you.
All right, the chest hair is going to walk in before he does.
Oh, buddy, and there's a lot. It is significant.
So let's keep it moving, Alexis.
Let's talk about soccer.
Let's talk about soccer. There's a lot to discuss.
How bad do you wish there was pizza in there, though? Right? I keep feeling like if I open it, there's gonna be, and there isn't.
Oh. No, look at this. I mean, we always get good news whenever pizza boxes show up.
Yeah, that's
true. It's always something happy.
That's right.
There's never been. You never open the pizza box and be like, no. Oh my god, yeah. A summons.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
This is how I got served.
Yeah. You know,
who put a dead cat in a pizza box? It's never happened.
Never happened once.
Nah.
Always good news. Okay. So let's start with team that.
Hey guys, we got a TV show. Sorry, go ahead. You were saying.
Let's start with the news coming out of Austin FC. We have a new ownership group, and nobody cares about these other white dudes except one particular white dude that's involved.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Matthew McConaughey is announced in they have a whole conference and have a whole big thing, and
Texas is turned up, right? We didn't even mention that James Harden is one of the owners of the Houston Dynamo now.
That is correct. So yo, they're like
Texas is like, yo, we got celebrities.
Okay,
ain't just you, LAFC, with your 1,000 owners.
FC Dallas gonna have to like get Dak Prescott on board or something.
Tony Romo out here
because they're really pushing. The bar. So yeah, Matthew McConaughey is now owns an MLS team, and not really maybe a sentence people expected to say.
Meek Mill, get on Philly Union, my guy.
That'd be dope, man.
Yo, how many chains do you need, though? I feel like
invest wisely. Okay,
one dude's name is Casper.
There's a lot of things going on in Chester, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, yeah, bro. Safer for you. You on parole, right? It's his burbs, man.
Okay. Well, somebody needs to tap 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 Meek Mill. Let him know.
Just tap, 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 tap. What you doing, man?
So the I had watched some of the press conference, and it's just weird to hear Matthew McConaughey talk about soccer and
he's like, we're gonna score lots of touchdowns. Somebody tap me. I meant goals.
But I like the he's almost such a talented actor, and we've seen him in so many different roles that I'll believe anything he says. You know, he's just like, oh, in this movie he owns a soccer team.
He makes Lincolns look cool in those commercials.
Sure, Lincolns are pretty cool cars.
No,
you
they're
think,
not.
You don't think they are?
No,
I mean, not cool.
That's only because you're Dominican. Everyone in your family's an Uber driver. That's why you like Lincoln.
Sure, that's it. I mean, I was just they're not ugly cars.
They're not. Nobody, you're not dope if you drive it. No offense, if you drive a Lincoln Shasta, you. But it's not because it's dope. You didn't get this because, like, yo, this is going to heat up the block. No, not at all. You're like, yo, this is sensible and comfortable. They're the Skechers of cars.
I think that's a little harsh, but that's...
well, then shout the Skechers Corp.
Wow. I mean, yo, Lincoln and Skechers, I'm not going to be sponsoring this show anytime soon.
Oh, maybe I should. Well, we don't start that yet, so we'll see what happens when we start.
Watch his tune change if Lincoln becomes a sponsor.
Yeah, I'll be like, yo, you know I love me some Lincoln.
Yeah, he's also my favorite president.
Yeah, hell yeah, son. MKZ, HPV, whatever the car's called, I want it.
So, a cool thing. And one thing I did notice outside of the Matthew McConaughey announcement was that the Precourt Sports Ventures has changed or that has been disbanded because now it's Two Oak Ventures. So Anthony Precourt knowing that his name is not getting the best pop of publicity right now. You know,
really wish they would have went with two old queens. That would have been
not too old. Great. Yeah, Phoebe would love that.
Phoebe would love it. Justin Phoebe just started a production company.
Phoebe Robinson?
Yeah, Tiny Reparations. The Two Dope Queens is now a production company.
Oh, that's great. So, there's a lot of things going on. Like, we have a TV show. They have a TV show.
I mean, well, they're one step ahead of us.
They're a little bit.
So wait till our production comes.
If you don't, Two Dope Queens is a great show. The HBO, and they have a podcast and stuff like that. But it's like Phoebe Robinson is what I started. I literally started comedy the same week that Phoebe Robinson
She
did.
Started a show at Manchester Pub.
Yeah.
Which is a square of a pub. It's just a tiny pub where a bunch of old guys drinking, and none of them ever knew a comedy show was happening. Right. And here comes this, like, black female comic who has a wireless mic. There's no stage. You just kind of stand anywhere you want and tell jokes into the ether. It was an ambush show, as they call them. Yeah. And hers was the prototypical ambush show. And now look at her.
Yes, she is way more successful than we are. We're trying to catch up. We're trying. So that was
Wait till we start a production company, Two Dopes. comma, queen.
So hopefully, I think having Matthew McConaughey on board the purpose of it, obviously, is to, somewhat help the image of Austin FC and to, like, kind of sever
you
the
forget
connection.
Pre-court a little bit.
Exactly. Because I look at this hot man.
Yeah.
Forget about this pre-court guy.
I mean, who's this dude?
Who's it? I want to talk to this handsome Southern gentleman.
Yeah. I see a lot of criminals in here tonight. You're that guy.
Okay, little lawbreakers. Yeah. All right.
That's what it was.
Exciting. Look, Austin FC, I don't think we had mentioned this before, but I think they already have like something like almost 30,000 deposits for season tickets. And
I don't think those are actual deposits, though.
I don't know what they are. Like,
because remember, NYCFC said the same thing the first year. I think it was people who clicked, yes, I'm interested.
Okay, maybe like a petition to be like, I'll see what's going on over here.
I'll see what's up. Maybe I'm interested. I don't know.
Okay. So at least it's a good start. I mean, again, it's going to take a while for people to forget about what happened with the Save the Crew movement.
Yeah.
But they're working on moving forward, and hopefully they'll just build their own thing.
McConaughey listens that blow for sure.
Exactly. So a couple. Speaking of.
Shouts to James Harden, which is already a gif of him dancing in a Houston Dynamo jersey in the press, in the owner's box.
Okay. Psh, hey.
We did it.
James Harden dancing, I'll watch it.
Yo, fear the beer, my guy.
Speaking of other celebrities involved in Major League Soccer, we have to discuss DMX.
DMX.
Okay.
Physically was at a soccer game.
He was there.
Yeah, physically.
Okay.
You ask him if he's ever been to a soccer game, he might still tell you no.
He's like, who are you? Yeah. And why are you interrogating me?
And also, why are you glowing in the dark?
No, DMX was at the Hudson River Derby. Yeah. He was out there. NYCFC invited
him. Dancing next to our homie.
Yo, Felix Palau.
Wow.
Out there, Gully Squad member.
Felix Palau.
Dancing out there with, hip-hop legends.
Him, DJ Who Kid, and Gashi. You don't know Gashi. He's a rapper from, like, deep in Brooklyn. He's from Kosovo.
Yeah, that's very deep in Brooklyn.
No, he's originally from Kosovo.
Well, yo, what train line goes there?
The Z? All the way to Kosovo.
Impressive.
That's got to be more than one swipe, no?
So, yes, there were a bunch of rappers. And Quinn from Impractical Jokers
was there, yeah.
So that was, look, the stars come out for the Hudson River Derby. And it was, the stadium was pretty full. It was good to see the...
it was jamming. It was great. They didn't announce attendance, though, but I think it was over 30, right?
It felt like it. Yeah, it did. It was cool to see him there. He was like kind of waving flags and doing a big kind of a whole part. It was strange because they were trying to get DMX to like kind of lead a chant.
But you can't hear him.
You can't. Not only can you not hear him, but it's difficult with the way. I think it's two things. I think it's that distance from the supporters that, like, as opposed to Atlanta United, where the Capo stand is, like, clear right there. And, like,
yeah. There's no Capo stand because that's the bullpen.
Exactly. So, and also, like, it's difficult to get New Yorkers to pay attention to like two things.
Or to follow direction. Like, yeah, I'm not doing what you're doing.
It doesn't even matter who it is. No. It's DMX. Get at me, dog.
Yeah.
Literally like the sound of our childhood.
The guy who made him stop, drop, shut him down, open up shop. Was like, not us,
no,
though.
Nah, man. Not right now.
I ain't stopping, though.
Right? I got to see what Tati Castellanos is doing right
now. Also, get out of the way, my guy. I'm trying to watch a soccer game.
Just no.
New Yorkers
no
don't have unison. Is not a thing we do, okay?
That's not.
I'm not sharing with you. What zip code you from? You Kings County, my guy?
So, just hilarious to see. But it was cool that he was there. And it's nice to see, you know, we have Remy Ma. We had Big Pun. Fat Joe.
Fat Joe, yeah. They Big wheeled Pun. Big Pun's carcass out. Get out of
get him. Get in there.
Yeah, that's a big casket.
He wanted to go to the game. Yeah.
Tony Sunshine was there, which might as well have wheeled out a casket for his career. let's see. Remy Ma was there with the ankle bracelet. Shouts to Remy Ma for keeping it wild gully.
Exactly. You got a lot of respect. So
Young M.A.
Young M.A.
My favorite, Young M.A.
So,
ooh.
So it's just good to see that it's you know, again, it's difficult for soccer to be relevant in New York, and we see the example. The ratings came out for the Hudson River Derby, and they were really bad. 110,000 viewers, which is not good. It's just not good enough. The one is it's weird because the game is not always.
It was this one?
This one.
Oof.
Not the game is not always entertaining, but this one really was.
Yeah.
So it was the last one too, at Rebel Arena. So it's just a shame. It's just that the New York market is like, I mean, look, it's 110,000, right? So that means that people outside the city don't really care about the game,
or maybe it's only outside the city.
What do you
mean? It's in like the metro area. It's not.
Oh sure, I don't know exactly where, but in general, the country is not interested in this particular match, as opposed to like it.
Oh, that's what you mean. Yeah.
Because it's like,
the LA game was the wave this year.
Sure, but if you think 110,000 viewers, and then plus the 30,000 that were at the game, you know what I mean? Like, it could have been 140,000 viewers. Yeah.
There's some buildings in New York with more people in it than that.
It's just, it's unfortunate, but they. I think it's a combination of like both teams are not really doing the have a superstar model, right? But it's like Carlos Vela and Zlatan.
Ibrahimovic, yeah.
Of course, you're gonna watch that. So it's a thing that's gonna take some time. NYCFC, hopefully a stadium, a bit more buzz, but they're at least at the very least there was just an article that came out of them like doing their best to like try to connect more, doing different types of events with in the city to try to get more fans and things like that. That's the trouble in New York overall.
But I will say NYCFC seems to have taken sort of a more of a concerted effort to focus on fan engagement than
so,
in the past. Also, the picture you took of DMX is iconic.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
He looks like a little kid looking over a playpen. You know what I mean?
Yes. It's on our Instagram and our Twitter.
And here's what you don't know. Like 4 feet away from where he's looking is a door.
He can just totally walk by.
And he can see that. There's no need to look over that wall.
I really don't understand why DMX did that, but he did what he did.
He did what he did, and you snapped a photo of it. Shouts to us.
Nobody tells DMX what to do. So, but the game was incredibly entertaining. 2-1, the game-winning goal from Hebert, a back heel goal that went between Luis Robles' legs, and just a tough game overall.
We were sort of like front row near the bleachers, like that little sort of stand where we are at, and there was a 2 second hesitation after he scores that goal because no one believed it.
Yeah.
No one believed he wasn't offside. Like, something had to have gone wrong that can't we can't possibly score on our biggest rival that easily.
Exactly.
And that's kind of how it felt.
And the amount of hitting the crossbar, I believe, 3 times, 2 from Tati, 1 from Hebert. Like, it was...
Both post and the crossbar were all hit.
It was just a great game. I mean, like...
It was a great
game. Both games this season were both high controversy. You know, Matarrita gets that red card. Just a lot of clear passion, you know. Even players' daughters ain't dapping up the other player.
Yeah.
It had it all
from the beginning to the end.
So, but it was good to see, man. It was entertaining. The other game, We should talk about the story with Portland and Seattle because
Shouts to those fans, yeah, both of them.
Great for bigger reasons, but the game 2-1 Seattle Sounders end up winning the Cascadia Cup, which is also it feels odd that it is August and they already won the Cascadia Cup. You know what I mean? Because of the condensed season.
Yeah,
they're celebrating. I'm like, man, it's like early. How they win
relax,
so fast,
guys?
We got two more months. Relax. Yeah. But no. They win the game. But the big story out of this game was the protest up until the 33rd minute.
Both fan bases together, which is huge in a rivalry.
Exactly. Especially two fan bases that do not get along.
No,
they're
but
rivals. Yeah.
Outside of those 90 minutes, they tend to think very similar. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're both, like, very progressive, and we're big fans of that. Thank
so
you.
For 33 minutes, they were totally silent. And when you in Providence Park and the Timbers are... A quiet Providence Park is jarring, right?
Yeah.
Because you're used to an incredibly loud atmosphere.
And the production team was like, I don't know, put the mics near the concession stand, do something.
put it near the popcorn machine.
Yeah, yeah.
I think there's a lot of action going on.
Somebody start beatboxing. Do something. Do something.
But the protest was because of the we talked about it last week about fans in across a different stadia all over the country being thrown out because of MLS's policy over non-political. They don't want any politics.
They want to be apolitical.
Apolitical. So like the Iron Front symbol, which is those three arrows kind of pointing diagonally in that circle. They don't want to see that. So they've been throwing out fans, giving some like Atlanta United fans that were banned. And I heard
for filming someone getting thrown out for it.
They took down the end gun violence banner. Like I heard that one fan that had, I think it was either the Iron Front or the end gun violence, that he had to he was told that he had to take a class to get unbanned like a behavioral, I don't know exactly what it was, but that he had to do this class and pay like a $200 fine so that he could be allowed back into the state. It's just insane. Like this can't be it. This can't be the...
That can't be the way we go.
Exactly. So...
And shouts to players like Zarek Valentin who showed up in a...
And Christine Sinclair from the Thorns did the same thing, showed up in a Iron Front shirt.
Yeah. Like, nah, son.
Yeah. So it's like, look, the players are on board.
Yeah.
The fans are on board.
The front offices are on board, which, you know, I caught a little bit of flack. I don't think I told you this. We defended Portland Timbers media team, if you will, for...
Well, the front office,
we just said the people we know are wildly progressive, and that's not...
They're put in a tough position. Yeah.
What do you? I mean, they can't. Their employer is saying you have to say something or you have to do something.
Look,
what they did isn't the best choice, but
it's difficult to blame anyone in particular.
But it just, I think the point needs to be stated. I get that the subject is bigger than the sport of soccer. This is something that's affecting the world right now, and we all need to come out and make a claim and pick a side. I get that, but there's some people who are just, their hands are tied and they can't really do what they exactly would want to do in their private lives. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
And for those people, I just think show a little bit compassion because they're not choosing a different side. They're trying their hardest to help sort of alleviate some of that. You know what I mean? And just make it a little bit better for what we want. You know,
well,
does this make sense?
So, does make sense. But then we did, after the game, Merritt Paulson had made comments about that I'm paraphrasing here, but he basically kind of blaming the protest on, blaming the loss on the protest. And a lot of people did not like his comments and basically said, like, you're the reason we lost. I'm paraphrasing. I don't know if that's exactly what he said, but he did stand by those comments because he was asked
about
it. This
could all be a Smack DVD. I mean, I'm just saying. You know what I mean? Like, it could.
Starring Merritt Paulson.
Yo, B.
Sponsored by Dr. Brew Kombucha.
Yeah. And Mountain Dew Hybrid or whatever that was called.
So the people weren't happy. Look. The particular clubs, they have to figure out what their messaging is going to be on this. But again,
I think all of the blame needs to be squarely at the foot of MLS, because you're hamstringing the club from being able to be, all clubs from being able to be as vocal as they want. okay?
Sure.
And these are human beings that work at these clubs, and they're not getting the chance. And I know people are saying, like, yo, I let them off the hook or whatever. I'm kind of and to some degree, because it's like, how do you do that? You know what I mean? Are you going to ask someone to just give up a career that they've worked their entire lives because something like this is happening now, and they sort of don't know what to do moving forward? Yeah, dude, like, there's people attached to that. You know what I mean? We're lucky that we don't have a corporate overlord, not just yet, and we can sort of say whatever we want. We're really lucky in that sense. So we could sit here and say, like, yo, if you fuck with Nazis, you trash. We could say that. Like, yo, if you stand next to a Nazi in March, you trash. Even if you tell me you believe different, you trash, dog. I could say that. There's people that can't. You know what I mean? And to put that at their feet is wrong. This is squarely at the, hey, we don't want anything to do with it, Switzerland front office. And there's people who work at MLS who also don't want this. Somebody somewhere has made this decision, and that's the person who needs to be blamed for all of this. The fans got nothing to do with your loss, Merritt Paulson. And if, as far as the fans go, it's like, yo, some of these people legitimately get paid to hit send on tweets and shit. Like, those aren't the people that should be getting blamed. You know what I mean?
It's like, because a lot of times, and you know, people are attacking, like, the social media. Like, people, they're just handling the social media accounts, like, for this thing.
It's, you, like, know, they're the ones reading the DMs. Merritt don't get the DMs. You know what I mean?
DM Merritt. But he's not on Twitter anymore.
Yo, just leave a note in his inbox. But, so, like, there's human beings who are working, like, 16-hour days trying to make a fun experience for you at the game. And, yo, you would deserve every right to voice your opinion. And I fucks with you if you do. Like, I roll with you if you do, especially if you're one of the players who put your neck on the line to wear a shirt like that. I love that. I ride with you, and I support you every day of the week. If you're a fan who stayed quiet till the 33rd minute and then sang Bella Ciao and all that, I fuck with you every day of the week, and I support you every day of the week. I love the fact that you're there. There's some people that can't do those things, and they're not choosing the other side. They just are being put in a position where they have to try to find a way to mitigate what is happening and make your experience even better. Those aren't the people that should be blamed. Certainly voice your opinion if you're frustrated with them, and you have every right to be. That, I'm not saying that, but those aren't the people that need to be blamed. Someone somewhere made the decision that these actions are okay. That's the person who should be blamed. That's it.
Sure. And everybody's choosing, it's Alexi Lalas. He made this decision.
I mean, we certainly ain't our drop anymore, that's for sure.
Because he's just been going on. I don't get the...
Why be trash?
Yeah, I just don't but get. I mean, the, I don't, you know, get the stance. It's just like the at the Thorns game, there was the giant sign that says "Silence is complicit," and it's like it's bigger than soccer. Like the messages and the messaging that's going out, and whatever the signage. It's like, it's not even about political or not political. It's just like about
be a decent human being.
Yeah, that's really, you, it's just about, lady, humanity.
This lady who's running for office somewhere, who she's trying to keep the town white.
Oh yeah, yeah.
She's like open about it. You know what I mean? I'm like,
yeah. She's one of the owners of St. Louis. Okay.
Jesus. Is it in St. Louis?
No. It was just a joke, everybody. Okay. I've never been to St. Louis. I'm sure it's a lovely place.
I have been. Pizza's trash. Great people.
but yes, this lady.
I think she's like Michigan or Maryland. It's something with an M.
Racist lady. I mean, like, they're everywhere.
Yeah. Clearly, something wrong with this lady in the brain. But, you know, just the fact that, like, people feel emboldened to be acting this way. It's like, you know, I don't know. This is a woman, so not her. But, like, if a dude is smack him down. You know what I mean? Why is that not?
We need smack DVD again. God damn it.
This would have all been so much easier.
He's like, I'm not a savage. I wouldn't hit a lady, but smack this idiot. Yeah, yeah. Smack him a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Smack him because you can't smack the lady. We need smack DVDs.
Anyway. So the last thing I wanted to talk about before we get to our interview is El Tráfico. We have to talk about this 3-3 slobber knocker.
Can I just say one of the most exciting games I've ever watched? And when people say, oh, the draw, like, games and draw, watch this.
Exactly.
Give yourself 90 minutes to prove yourself wrong.
Immediately we get a goal in within the first 2 minutes. Zlatan scores a goal.
Oh, by the way, it was Marysville, Michigan. Thank you, Tim. Okay. Her name is Jean Kramer. Yo, if you're a woman, smack Jean Kramer. Dia?
Anyway, okay.
So, whatchamacallit? Zlatan, it's two different halves. LA Galaxy's like, yo, we'll take the first half. LAFC's like, all right, we got the second half. Mm-hmm. That seemed like it. I don't know. Here's one thing. What's his name? Mark Anthony K, right?
Yeah.
That's my dude's name. What an incredible soccer player.
He's very talented.
Of all the people on that field, the guy who stood out to me the most was Mark Anthony K. Yo, every goal begins with K. Yo, my dude is... when he's forward, like when other center backs are that far forward, you're like, no, 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 no. When he's up there, like, no, we cool, we got it.
But he's not, you know, he's a center back. He's a defensive mid.
Is he a defensive mid? Yeah, yeah. For some reason, because you know how they play, like they move back and forth. Yeah, yeah. I just assume he's a center back. This dude is great.
He's great. He's to me, he is, he has like all kind of, he has all the little bits of like Pogba, right? He is, he's pretty strong. He can kind of like keep
tall.
He can keep defenders off the ball.
Right.
Like he's just, he has like that the reach, you know, yeah.
But he also has that thing about him where he never looks at where he's making the pass. Yeah. He's smart enough
to
like.
Great, great passer.
He's smart enough to sort of, everything about his body is telling you he's going to go one way and the pass finds its way to somebody who's open. You saw it so many times. I'm like, first of all, I mean, look, he's got people that can finish, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Latif Blessing came out like hard body in this game. He was like, no, I got it. We good.
Yeah, especially after the billboard. Remember, yeah. If you saw his post-game, the post-game conference, he was really unhappy that they didn't win the game because he is the billboard that LA Galaxy put up outside of LAFC's stadium of Zlatan celebrating the goal.
Yeah, and
pushing,
calling them small.
No. Well, remember when he pushed Latif Blessing after he scored the goal in the last game? And Latif Blessing is literally like almost doing like a backflip because he got pushed so hard. He is on that billboard being humiliated. And he was like, my family, my friends, they kept calling me. They're like, did you see the billboard? Did you see the billboard? And he's like, of course he goes into this game like, yo, I'm out for blood.
We need to make a new billboard.
Because he was the man of the match, and he was with the 3-2-5-2 standing there. And if you see this picture, he's like, I don't want to be here. I don't deserve.
Yeah. I'd rather have 3 points than this right now.
Yeah.
Did you see? I didn't get this. People say you could see what he said. I couldn't really read his lips when what's his name? Carlitos got taken off.
He said like, what are you doing? I think he cursed as well. I forgot exactly what he said, but I think he said, this is an important game. What are you doing? And he was furious. Yeah, it was early in the game that he got taken in the second half. But he had.
I hope they meet in the playoffs. Oh my God!
It's very likely.
Single game elimination in the playoffs. Those two teams
at the bank.
We should go to that. That happens.
And tickets might be $4,000. What's up with
media passes, my guy?
What is up with ticket prices?
$1,100.
I saw some, it was like up to $1,600 on the secondary market.
My guy, yo, we need to make some money.
This is the hottest ticket. The hottest soccer ticket in the country.
Here's what we'll do. We'll talk to 3252, right? We'll get like one or two tickets, right? We sell them joints on the secondary market. Pays for the flight and the Airbnb. We live in good, like Pogba and Lukaku when they were out in LA. Remember in their mansions?
Okay, yo, 3252. You can look out for us?
Aye, come on, yo, 3252. We know the number to dial. 1-800-800-3252.
Okay, that might be the not correct number of digits, yeah. But yo, pick up.
No, it was. 1-800-800-3252.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't hear the 800. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, but.
Well, you know, they're missing a fan now. One.
Yo, this is, if you haven't seen this video, and we posted it, and it's weird because, like, we try our best to, like, make jokes that are, like, well, we want to roast people, but we're not necessarily, like, on anybody's side.
Right.
Right. So, like, so if you haven't seen. There was a woman being interviewed at like a tailgate for the LAFC for El Tráfico, and she's an LAFC fan.
She looks like she spoke like she's having a tough time trying to translate English to Spanish in her head.
Sure, you assume she's doing the interview in Spanish.
A little drunk.
A little drunk. And this is where I'll give her the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
Because she must have been a little bit drunk.
She was clearly a little drunk.
We follow some of these IG stories from you LAFC fans. Y'all get litty out there.
Yeah, y'all go to the stadium 2 hours before because you ran out of beer, okay? And you need a place to just safe sit. You know what I mean?
So she's being interviewed, and they're asking her basically, what do you think the result is? And she said, oh, yo pienso que va a ser 2-1, and then 2-1. And then she goes, vamos, gala.
Oh, and she called herself. She's like,
She's like, oh, vamos LAFC. Yeah. And everybody was like, who is this woman? Everybody's going. going after her.
And the tweet was like, you can always spot the former Galaxy fans who moved over, which is really funny.
Which is hilarious. So, like, we, it's like, to us, it's more funny, more than like, look at these phony.
Yeah, plastic. Like, who cares?
Who cares? I mean, look, you want you to support whatever team.
Yo, shut up. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is hanging
yo,
out
we,
here.
Honestly, yo, we meet people who are fans, and this is odd to me, but we meet people who are diehard fans of Red Bull and NYCFC, which is
both legitimate same person,
both the same human being.
We met someone who has season tickets to both. Yeah, and I'm like, what you doing, dog?
It doesn't make sense to us, but yeah. Like, yo, do you right?
Yeah,
like,
I know, yeah, hey,
you're supporting the league twice as much.
You got two season tickets. Fans of either of those teams can't say that.
So look. Whatever, it's funny. She should be roasted for like another week or two.
Yeah,
by her homies.
Yeah, that'll always go around the group chat. The moment she slips up.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, she needs to start studying the roster because like if somebody's like, "Who's the backup goalie?" and you don't know, yeah. Oh, but you know the Galaxy, bro. Yeah. Oh my god.
So
pick up them stats.
Look. All the support to you because I know it must be. I know those group chats must be tough right now. Yeah. But if anybody knows her, just tell her that we wish her love and support. Because
absolutely.
I know it's tough out there.
Actually, she tweeted us back. She says she's a huge fan of Men in Black. Oh, sorry. Hooligans.
Yo, we will not forgive you for that.
Nah,
<dog.
laughs>
That's why you plastic podcast fans. Yeah. That's why we're tired of you.
Y'all dead to us. What scarf you got?
Okay. So that's it, guys. I mean, a fun rivalry week. There's a lot of fun games.
A lot of great stuff happening.
Orlando loses to Atlanta again. I mean, this is why I just feel bad. I just feel bad. I'm like, they can't catch a break. How many chances do you need, guys?
Yo.
Anyway.
Also, Montreal fired their coach but hired a new one. Like, yo, you get divorced, but you got a girlfriend already?
you might have been seeing her this whole time.
I feel like we need to check the tests. Okay.
All right, I want to see these timestamps.
You got some secret DMs you don't know about, my guy? How you hire somebody so fast?
Damn, yo. All right, well, Wilmer Cabrera apparently.
They were on the phone. Please leave your girlfriend. Go ahead, leave Houston. You come right now to Montreal.
So, French people love that. When you do that, when you do that voice.
French Canadians. I will paint you.
So, so best of luck to Wilmer Cabrera in Montreal.
Also, by the way, I'm going to Montreal September 19th through the 22nd. Reach out if you want to hang out.
Oh, not for anything. Just you're going on vacation.
I'm going. I'm just going. Well, I got shows, but yeah, I'm going with wife. Hey, if you want to come check out a show, let me know.
Okay, come just hang out with him and his wife.
We're really going up there to eat and drink.
While he doesn't share his pizza list with you.
Never. I'll give you my Montreal pizza list. Pretty short.
So I'm actually doing a show this Friday at Union Hall. Cheap Date, Sharon Paul show.
One of the best shows in the city.
Really, really fun show. If you're in Brooklyn, come out to Union Hall Friday night at, I believe the show is at 10 p.m. I think doors are 9:30.
$5 a ticket, right?
Something like that. It's like five.
It's a cheap date.
$5 or $8. I mean, that's the title of the show is appropriate.
And great food at Union Hall.
Exactly. So come out to that. We're doing stand up there. It's going to be a really, really fun show. Okay. So that is it. We want to say a couple more things. Again, thank you for everybody listening to the show. Thank you for helping us get our own goddamn TV show.
Also, thank you to Fubo for believing in us. This is huge.
Yes. And I do want to give a shout out to Tim. Tim, our producer.
One of the best
who has been helping us and supporting us. And when we first got here, when he first got here, Tim was like, I don't know anything about soccer.
Who are you guys?
And what's going on here? But he's been incredibly supportive. He's when you watch the videos, he is the person manning the cameras and switching and helping us.
He figured out how to get a Skype on this wall.
Yes, helping us make the show more fun and entertaining and easier for us to do when there's like a million things on our plate.
And when there was like some stuff going on with the previous sponsor of the room, who we don't say anymore, he was helping sort of,
Voldemort. Sponsored by Voldemort.
Something like that. So he was a huge help. He's been a huge help, and we're going to miss hanging out with him every week.
Exactly. So, again, like I said, stay tuned for all the info and news about the show. So right now,
Fubo's going to be releasing more than we can say.
Yeah, so right now I would follow Fubo TV on their social media channels. It's just at Fubo TV. And
download the app, yo. Go subscribe.
More info will be coming very, very
soon. Get it on all those devices that connect to your television. You can
exactly.
get it.
So we're excited. It's a really, really cool opportunity.
Tim put a drink soon. That's dope. We will.
Okay. I think he's drinking now.
No, he means as soon as we're done. Well, no, we have another segment.
That's, yes, correct. So, the so again, so thank you for all of that. And it's just been wild. So, we have to get to our next segment.
We got Chelsea coming in.
Chelsea Cabarcas, who has, she's played soccer all over the world. You may remember her. She was the in-stadium host for NYCFC.
The second season.
Yes. She was on Designated Player with us. She was doing a lot of video content.
Right, that's right.
That was David Villa's channel. So she's we're just sort of catching up with her because she is back on the mend and playing again.
She was playing in Colombia, so
exactly.
You know, so I prefer to come back from
so
injury.
We'll catch up with her on a lot of that stuff. So we'll be right back with Chelsea Cabarcas right after this.
Everybody, thanks so much for listening to the podcast. We just got a word from one of our sponsors, NYC Footy.
NYC Footy, look, the soccer league that Cooligans FC plays in, right?
That's right.
They have games
all over the city,
in a bunch of different parks. So make sure you go to nycfooty.com and you can get more information. But it's a fun, dope league to play in.
It's a co-ed, so there's always everyone playing. They've got different leagues for all different levels. So if you've never played soccer before, they got one for you. You'll probably play against Cooligans FC. If you're really, really good, they got one for you too. So all you have to do is go to nycfooty.com. Also, if you use Cooligans, you're going to get money off. Whether you're a free agent, you're by yourself, and they find you a team, or whether you got a whole squad, they got you covered. You're going to get money off for that too.
Exactly. So, we just registered for the fall season at Brooklyn Bridge Park.
Right.
Use the promo code Cooligans. If you are a free agent, I believe it's $20 off your fee. And if you register a whole team, it's $200 off.
That's beautiful.
So that's it's a good move. So make sure you do that.
Who else is putting $200 in your pocket? Nobody. Us.
Nobody, us.
there was punctuation somewhere in there.
So there's another footy fest that's happening in the Catskills. So that's the retreat that NYC Footy does, and you can go play on grass fields in the Catskills and hang out, barbecue,
swing
drinks
from a tire on a tree, all that dumb stuff they do up there.
Exactly. So it's a really cool experience that I'm trying to schedule, and I want to go to. I think it be a really fun thing to do. So that's happening in October. So make sure you go to nycfoot.com, use the promo code Cooligans to sign up for the league, or if you want to go to Footy Fest.
Yeah, baby, we're back!
We are!
Take three for the start! This is what we do. We have amazing guests!
Exactly.
Okay? We only bring stars. Okay, on this show.
Exactly.
Right? And you're wondering, like, yeah, you and Christian. Of course, yeah, but we also, there's other people. Okay?
Exactly. We got to share the spotlight from
you
time
know,
to time.
It's not just us. Ladies and gentlemen, unless you're driving, you know her. She's been playing soccer for a hot minute. She's all over your Instagram, right? You're afraid of, like, her photos.
Because
your girl might say that you like the photos.
That's hilarious.
Unless you're driving, you put your hands together for the one, the only, Chelsea Cabarcas, everybody!
Hello,
hey,
Chelsea.
Guys. That was an amazing intro, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, all of them? All three?
All three of them.
We nailed
you guys nailed all of them, yeah. But I guess the third one is the best.
You know, we strive to be better all the time.
We try to make ourselves better. You know, I say, what did Christian do? I'm going to do better.
So, Chelsea, I'm happy. I feel like we've been actually trying to get you on the show for years. It's been a long time.
Well, she bailed on one of them?
I did not bail.
No, I'm happy.
I knew this was going to be brought up.
I'm just happy you're here, all right?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for having me, seriously.
We're huge fans, and I feel like we're comedians, and then when we got into the soccer game, or the soccer media business, I feel like you were one of the first people that we saw all around, you know, especially at like NYCFC games.
Yes.
You were the in-stadium host, so everybody saw you there, and you know, we were going to NYCFC games and stuff like that. So I just a quick thing, like a quick synopsis of, like, what is Chelsea doing now? Because you're like one of these people, for I think when I first met you and saw you,
yes,
I was like, you're in the media, you're like modeling, soccer.
I do it all.
So what's that going on right now for
she
Chelsea?
She works at a pizza shop on a week.
Actually, that was one of my first jobs.
Yeah, you're from Queens, right?
I am from Queens.
Yeah, there's no way you can avoid not working at a pizza shop.
Of course.
So let's start our segment for Keeping Up with the Cabarcas.
Keeping Up with Cabarcas. Okay, no. Well, I was a host for NYCFC. That's when I was injured, so I was trying to work and do everything that I could, really focus on my career. And then now I'm back to playing professionally. I was able to come back from my injury. And yeah, I was playing in Colombia for 3 months. It was definitely, it was interesting. Let's just say that. It was an experience.
Did you ever live in Colombia before that?
I have. I would go back and forth because of the national team, but I never lived there for 3 months straight.
Okay.
So it was definitely a culture shock because last year I was living in Rome and I was playing out in Rome, and Rome, Colombia, culture shock.
Sure. What city in Colombia?
I was in Bogota.
Okay. So, and just to catch up, what was the injury that you had?
So I've suffered from 3 injuries back to back. My first one was all my ligaments, ACL, MCL, PCL, meniscus.
Oh no.
Yes, it was really, it was really intense.
How the hell did that happen?
I don't know till this day. I really blame my cleats.
It was
during, it was during a match. Yeah, it was during a match. It's actually a really funny story. I wasn't supposed to play that match. So now I really, really pay attention to signs.
I'm sure the story's hilarious, Chelsea.
It is hilarious. Now that I think about it, I'm like, great. Yeah. I'm like, I should have listened.
The only thing you didn't mention were your toes. You ruptured everything in your leg.
Yeah, I ruptured absolutely everything. It was terrible. But I think the surgery wasn't that as hard.
Did you fall off a motorcycle during the game?
I went into a tackle, and my cleat got stuck in the turf. And as my cleat got stuck in the turf and I tried to pivot, a defender came in and hit me because it was like a 50-50 ball.
Okay.
So it was just all nasty all around.
What did you feel at that moment?
I still remember that exact moment. It was like everything just kind of went into like silence, and I looked around and I was just like, I'm done. Literally, as I was going down, like I was like, I'm done. And I remember crying. I don't cry when I get hit ever. So I was screaming.
There's someone who grew up with a Latina mom.
Exactly, because they hit you more if you cry.
Yeah, it was insane. Like, I was grabbing onto the turf, and I didn't want to look down at my leg because I really felt like my leg was, like, on the other side of the field.
So when you fell, all you heard was fuakata, right?
Yeah, it was really bad. The trainer was like, I was like, my leg. I was like, go get my leg. And she was like, what are you talking about? Your leg is there. I was like, no. I was like, put it back.
Cover the children's eyes.
I was like, do something with it. She was like, you're fine. I was like, all right, yeah, I'm done. I knew it from that moment.
I feel like the a lot of the conversations about like equitable pay and equal pay and all these things about female soccer players and all this other thing. And then we've spoken to several players that have had very, very serious injuries, female soccer players that have had serious injuries. And it clearly the risk is the same. Do you know what I mean? Like, so you, it's like the same like war stories. For whatever reason, I feel like I hear it more from women soccer players. Like, you know, we have like soccer girl probs, our friends of ours. And it's like, they've all, like it's like ACL club and
I actually grew up, it was funny because as soon as I got injured, Carly, I grew up with Carly playing.
Like, since Carly, we were Bayer very young.
Yeah, we played
prob,
state together. So as soon as she found out that I got hurt, she was one of the first ones to like send me something and be like, hey, like, you got this. And I was like, I got this. I
was like, they can't find my leg.
I was like, I'm dying. Yeah. No, but I think for me, it was just really tough mentally rather than physically. Because physically, I mean, yeah, there were a lot of complications. I was like that 1% that they couldn't bend my leg after surgery. So I had to go back in. Yeah. And it was just terrible. So, but I think it was just more mental because I had to stay out for 9 months, 10 months. And it was just really, really tough on me because I was like, I don't
think. And now that you're back playing, how's it feel like? Do you still have that little bit of fear in you, or is it like the confidence is back and you're excited to be playing again?
Especially because women's soccer can sometimes be very physical.
It's actually way more physical than the men, I think.
Yeah, well, we were just at the Sky Blue game against Rebel Arena against Reign FC, and Shay Groom had a collision with Carlo, broke a rib.
Dislocated a rib, fractured a rib, and broke a rib.
I think the thing with the women's game, and I know a lot of women are going to get mad at me when I say this, but when they go in for 50-50s or when they go in to defend, they don't know how to defend properly. With the men, it's like they know how to cover themselves or they put their foot in first, but the women, like there's just some women, they just go in like full force when you don't really have to do that to win a ball.
Okay.
But they go in full force, and I think that's where like most of the injuries come from. And I'm like, all right, this isn't American football.
It's just from watching the game from the sideline, it seems like a hard body sport. You know what I mean? Like,
it is.
I was like, yo, these girls are clanging.
Australian rules.
Do you know how much stress I go through?
Sky Blue did the haka before the game.
That's hilarious. Do you know the stress I go through when we have there's like the day before matches, we usually have a practice where it's just crosses and the defending line defends, and that's stressful because they're going into like hit, and you're just like, oh my god, I'm not. This isn't even a match right now.
We're wearing pennies, guys. Take it easy. One of the things that shocked me, and this goes back to your injury, is Shea Groom, who did get injured. The stretcher came past us. We were on the side. We were like trying to, well, where do we go? Get out of the way. We're just like in those like photographer things, and I saw her. Like, she wasn't crying, but, like, her face was in that crying look, like, the grimace. And she looked at someone, she goes, I'm in so much pain. And you don't think about that. When you watch soccer, it's voiceless. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. you don't see the person. You're like, get up. Who gives a shit? You don't see the humanity in the injury. So when you were injured, the decision to try to make a comeback and all of that, why? Because the reason I ask is because you have a very sort of big personality. You're someone that can easily transition to media.
Everyone asks me that. No, I just feel like there's a part inside of me that just wasn't ready to give it up yet. And I think after my
third injury, it did not rupture.
After my third injury, my mom actually has a video of me waking up still with anesthesia. It was a 5-hour surgery. And she was like, all right, what do you want to do? Like, my dad was more like, all right, it's time to give it up. And my dad's never that type of parent.
Yeah.
And I was just like, no. I'm like, I'm not giving up. I'm going to give it one more try. I was like, this is just a test.
Okay.
So I feel like at this point, I also want to show or teach little girls or just kids in general that whatever you put your mind to, like, yeah, you might have other things to do, but if you put your mind to it, you can make a comeback.
That's awesome.
Okay.
It's a beautiful thing.
And so I was going to ask, because if I remember correctly, one of your parents is Colombian and the other is Dominican.
Dominican.
Okay, I'm glad I remember that. I wore my Cibao FC shirt.
He's been Colombian since the last World Cup. Yes.
Exactly.
So he's you.
He's me.
We're basically siblings. So this is like really cool to be with my hermana, right? So what? That is.
I get to be the Cuban neighbor who thinks he knows more than you guys.
We've been talking a lot about soccer in the Dominican Republic. I had gone to the Champions League game when they played against Chivas and just sort of gotten to see that side of like Dominicans are baseball, not soccer, right? Growing up, what was kind of that dichotomy like for you, having that Colombian side, having that Dominican side? Did any side influence the other?
Not really. My mom's an athlete as well, but she was a boxer.
Your mom is Dominican or Colombian?
My mom's Dominican.
Okay, okay.
She was a boxer.
She was a boxer. Yeah, now she's a trainer because she can't. She has her whole back messed up. But
was your dad like, I'll do it.
Yeah, basically, kind of.
You know?
They have very, let's just say I come from a home that have really tough personalities, and they're very extremely competitive, a bit too much at times. But my mom, they put me into boxing when I was younger, and then my dad was like, all right, absolutely not. You're my only child. You're my daughter.
Yeah.
That's not happening. So my mom kind of decided, she was like, all right, just put her into soccer, I guess. And I was four years old. And I just, ever since then, I just kind of stayed in it.
Wait, they put you in boxing before soccer?
No. I'm sorry.
I was like a 2-year-old boxer.
I had always
over the stroller
played
with the hair pads.
No.
Stop your foot. Your cross is never going to land.
Wow. I can't even get anything past you guys. You guys are just like, bam.
Yeah.
All right. No. So I started off in soccer and football. And then from there, like around 6, 7 years old, they put me into boxing. My dad was like, absolutely not. She's going to stick with soccer.
Got it.
So I never even got the chance to do like ballet, dance. I wanted to be a ballerina. My dad was like, absolutely not. You're just going to play soccer.
Your mom takes you to a ballet class. She's like, now go punch one of those kids. Jab.
It's like the first day of prison. You know?
So my mom has some quick hands. Like my mom, I have gotten some beatings from that woman.
I can't imagine what a boxer holding a chancleta is like.
Terrible.
You don't even see it coming.
It's terrible. You don't see it coming ever.
Now, talk a little bit about let's say you decided to stop soccer today.
Okay.
You have so many other things that you can do that are available to you. What are some of your aspirations in that? Because you know DJs, right? Your friends with like DJ Enough and stuff. Like, you know people like that. Like, you know people of all the different media worlds. I can see you sort of
sort of being able to do whatever it is that you want.
Wandering around. So I actually started, the reason why I know DJ enough is because I started my broadcasting career at Hot 97. I used to work at Hot 97 for 3 years.
Okay.
So that's how I kind of got into the music business. But if I do stop, I've always wanted to be a television host, broadcaster. It's something that I've always wanted to do. I went to school for it. So I kind of have my mind set once I'm done with football, like that's where I'm going into. They kind of always throw me into the sports side because I play soccer. So I do want to be on NBC one day in the morning for premier games and stuff that. Just saying, if anyone hears that.
Watch that out. Watch out, Rebecca Lowe.
Watch out. I am coming.
Yo, Cal Martino, you might get slit tackled over mine.
All right, we found somebody with better hair than Cal Martino.
Yeah, exactly. A 50-plus-year-old Dominican woman might punch you in the face, Kyle.
Yep, it's coming.
Look out for Mama Gavana.
But yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to be a broadcaster and maybe kind of get my toes into the whole modeling thing again.
Oh, what's more dangerous, soccer or modeling? I'm kidding.
What's more cutthroat?
Yeah, it's like an interesting. All these different industries that you've worked in are like. What's like the sort of differences? Like they're very different worlds.
They're really different worlds, but they really aren't because they're all very cutthroat and they all kind of are based around your performance or like your individual. Just what you're able to do, you know? So if you walk into a room with modeling and they don't like you, they're like, all right, nope, you're too fat. I'm kidding. They're like, we just don't like you.
They say it with their eyes, though.
They say it with their eyes.
See, as an actor, I'll tell you, they say it sometimes out loud.
No, they kind of like, all right, we don't like your look, you know? Yeah. And that's hard on a woman because you're just like, sure. What? Like, you get so many no's and after a while, you're just like, oh, okay, I guess
I need shit.
Yeah, you're just like, all right, that's when all the diets start and you just start going crazy.
Oh, sure.
And then with the broadcasting, same thing. It's been met, like, I think football really kind of prepared me for the whole broadcasting thing as well. Because when I was broadcasting, it's a man's world, especially in football. And the producers and everyone, they're all men and... Unfortunately, they don't like young women. They bully you. They really do bully you.
Okay.
You're like, they'll be in your ear during live shows and they're like, what are you saying? What kind of question is that? And you're just like, you have to keep a straight face. And football has taught me that, where you have to keep your composure on the field. You have to just keep it going, give it your 100%.
Okay.
And then, soccer is just soccer.
Well, thank God your coach isn't in your ear during a game.
Thank God. Thank God.
Well, imagine.
I think at this point, coaches have learned that they can't. Got to a point where they have to kind of feed me confidence now because I'm coming back from an injury. So I'm already hard on myself. So if they kind of just keep nailing me and keep nailing me, I'm just like, all right.
Yeah, they're like, what are you doing out there? Because it's wonderful. They forgot. I would have made the same choice, everybody.
I remember a couple of years ago. So I used to work for Sean John, right?
Okay.
So and I used to do IT. So I wasn't in like the fashion world in particular, but I had to go. I remember one of the licensees for Sean John clothing or something was Zach Posen. Do you know Zach Posen?
Yeah, of course.
Right? So Zach Posen, I had to go to the Zach Posen offices to like deliver like a server, a computer that I was working on. And I walk in and I've never been in like a modeling agency. And I was floored. I was like 22. I'm like, what? I was just like,
He's like, you're putting like, breath
I'm like,
they
didn't know how to behave.
You're wearing the tux. Which way are the servers?
But the thing that surprised me was of just how insanely gorgeous every single person was. Like, why do the secretaries have to be absolutely the most gorgeous human beings on earth?
I mean... Hold on, because some of us be out here be looking funky. Okay?
Yeah, oh, no. Well, the casting people, I feel like, they're the slobs. I look like I do casting. My sister went to FIT, and I walked the halls once, and I'm like, so I'm going to go to FIT, okay?
And you're
like,
just going to walk
this
around.
This is it, okay? I found my home, everyone here. If you're a woman, you're gorgeous. If you're a guy, you're gay. This is all for me, I'm good. But then the campus is
and
in the
And they all
New York.
Talk like this. Like, this is how they talk.
Well, see, I thought that was a suburban thing.
Drives
like,
me nuts.
I thought that, I don't want to go. I thought that was a suburban thing. And apparently, it's like a class thing, or it's a, I get more than 1,000 likes on Instagram per photo.
Yes!
Because it is so frustrating. Where does it come from? People I know from, like, grew up like Whitney and Nork, now talk like that. I'm like, yo, you can't do that.
You can't talk like that.
Just because you got to pop it on the gram, you can't pick that up.
Yes, it must be.
Super facts.
In that world, you must maybe rub people the wrong way. Because
I definitely
you
all the time.
You are a jock. You know, how'd you get in here?
But also, you like mad New York. Like,
Do you have to, like, you were, what, Roma TV was that thing you were doing, right?
Roma TV.
Like, when that was happening, was that filmed in New York? Was that
It was filmed in Rome.
In Rome. Did you
I don't
to,
even
like,
know how I managed to get that.
Did you dial back, like, the New York? Because, like, we come across as aggressive to people sometimes.
Oh, of course. I think with, especially with broadcasting, I've definitely learned how to completely change my accent when I'm on TV.
Yeah.
And just tone it down.
Yeah.
But sometimes it does come out with my questions when I'm like aggressive. When I'm trying to get something out of you, it's like, all right, can you just answer the damn question, please?
Yeah.
And I'll ask it in 20 different ways until you answer the question. But at first, it was really hard. When I used to do live television on MSG, oh my gosh, my hosting coach used to roast me after.
Really?
Yeah. It was
they were
really
like, you're
bad.
Not buying a chopped cheese. You
yeah,
can't.
She's like, stop sounding like that. Like, you're ordering a cab on the corner. I was like, what are you saying?
Well, that's like the only way. When I was doing the ABC Showcase, they would be like, okay, so this character grew up in, you know, Colorado. Go. And I'm like, so, yo, what's up?
Yo, what's good, fam?
What up, baby? I'm from Colorado.
Yo, you ever been to Denver? Yeah.
That's so
shit
funny.
Like a mad powder outside. there's no other gear I have. You know what I mean?
But I think for you guys, it'd be a lot easier because you guys are comedians. So it's like you always have to kind of, I don't know, play a character in a way sometimes, right?
I mean, this is who
it
we
depends.
Are.
Yeah.
Basically,
you know, you see me on a couch, you see me in the streets, you see me on TV. It's
I mean,
same.
I would say
it's the same. It's the same.
Alexis
person.
Has less of a range than I do, I would say. But...
Well, yeah, no.
But that's really dope because that's what makes you you.
Yeah, for sure.
You're just
I mean,
funny.
He hates it now, but
no, it's funny.
4 years every week, Christian's like, we've had it. Find a different gear. So if you had a dream of you could host your own show, you said NBC in the morning.
NBC in the morning, or be the my own version of Anthony Bourdain, traveling
but
the world.
But alive.
Yeah.
Who cares?
That's
swish.
Funny.
Yeah. We're going to take the belts away from Johnson.
Okay.
All right.
So, we're going to have fun, folks.
Okay.
He would
have
loved it.
He would have loved it. He would have loved it. I love
he
him.
He would have wrote
well,
a whole long story about it.
Yeah.
So you want to travel and you want
to
see the world?
I definitely do want to travel, see the world, and bring people with me because I think these past years I've traveled so much that I want to share all the lessons and everything that I've learned and also the food. I'm a big foodie. I love food.
Yeah.
So I want to travel the world. Cook, find restaurants, but with soccer players.
Okay. So, I'm curious about your experience in Colombia because we had Melissa Ortiz, who also played for the Colombian national team.
Yeah.
And for a long, I believe last year she was kind of having that campaign with the three fingers. Like I forgot exactly the title of it, but about mm-hmm. just equality and about how the players were being treated and very disrespectfully outright from a lot of like the higher ups from a lot of the other clubs. What was your experience playing in Bogota?
My experience playing in Bogota, well, I don't really like to like speak on it. I agree with Melissa, everything that mm-hmm. happened because I was there most
sure,
of the time.
Sure.
But I obviously didn't want to come out and say anything just because I'm still playing and she's not.
It's tough.
So
yeah.
It was kind of, I was put in a tough position where I was just like, all right, if I say something, they can kind of hold it against me. And I still have kind of dreams and stuff. She already played a World Cup,
sure,
Olympics.
Yeah. Well,
she's out of the game now.
So she's able to talk. But even now, like in Bogota, I was very vocal about, hey, like we need to get treated equally. Why is it that the men get full on uniform or they get five different trainers and we only have one coach for everything?
Yeah. Wait, you had to buy your own uniform?
No, they gave us our uniform, but they only gave us like two practice shirts or something. Meanwhile, the men had like 10, basically.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really unfair. And the thing is, like, especially the women over there, they're so scared of speaking up or they just don't know better that they don't say anything. They just stay quiet. And then here comes me, New Yorker.
Yeah.
I'm like, no.
This is bullshit also.
Get it together. Yeah. No, but I made a comment and I was just like, how do you guys expect us to win games when you're not giving us the resources or helping us? We need coaches. We need the same exact type of training that the men get. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
But it's difficult.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so...
I mean, the resources aren't there. It's just I think at least the people speaking out in general will at least show that like that the player should be respected. Like it's not even
the player, the person.
Sure.
It's a person.
Yeah,
at the end
for
of
sure.
The day.
Yeah.
And I think it's crazy because it's like the men come in and everyone has to stay quiet. And then when the women come in, it's just, all right, whatever. They're coming in. Like they don't deserve an introduction or anything. And that would boil my blood.
I mean, it's a common experience, I'm sure, in plenty of other countries. Yeah, and I didn't ask you to put you on the spot or anything like that.
No, it's
just like,
okay.
It's just like I'm curious. And then and you also played in Italy. And so what is the, we were talking about it off air beforehand, but like, what is sort of the plan and maybe what's the next club or what do you think the next move might be?
So right now I'm kind of in a tough position because my season ended, I want to say like a week ago. So a lot of teams in Europe have already started preseason. Like they're already starting their games this weekend.
Yeah.
So right now I'm waiting on a couple of teams, hopefully fingers crossed for me to go overseas, Spain or Italy.
Okay.
So we'll
okay.
see.
Well, yeah. Just in moving forward, you know, have you noticed the difference after this last Women's World Cup of how female soccer players are sort of being viewed, the sport itself of women's soccer is being viewed? Anything?
They are. I have seen a difference, but what really bothers me, it's like everything in life. It becomes extremely popular for like 2 months, 3 months, and then it just dies out again, you know?
Yeah.
I haven't been able to go to any games here for the NWSL this year because I've been away, but I've heard there has been like extremely good attendance and people are actually way more aware of the games, which is awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think in the United States it has brought more, there's more awareness. I think in South America it still lacks a lot.
Yeah, I mean it's still like having to go against the challenge of like the sexism.
The misogyny.
The misogyny.
Yeah, what are you
You'd actually be surprised. In Mexico, the league is really good over there.
Okay.
They actually have really good attendance at the games.
That's sure. great. Yeah, I think of Rayados.
Yeah,
they get,
really
like, they
good.
Almost fill the
Rayadas.
Stadium.
Rayadas.
Rayadas.
And in Spain, they've had like the Atletico.
Yeah,
and
the bigger teams have a good attendance. The smaller teams, obviously, it's like the men's side.
And it's interesting because like a lot of people make the argument that like, oh, it's not as well supported, but then we have these kind of these teams breaking records, filling the same huge stadiums.
Exactly.
And then you sort of realize that like the even in France, I was just reading like the PSG's team, they don't play at the Parc des Princes. They play like 20 miles away from.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, well, if the games were as accessible as the men's games, then
there wouldn't be an issue.
There wouldn't
I
really
think,
be
yeah,
much an
I
issue.
Think in, I think I think for them to open up the stadium, they have to have a certain attendance or they have to sell out certain tickets. So I think what would work would be, okay, have the women's game before the men's game.
Sure.
Double headers.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they were doing in Colombia, and it actually started selling. Like, our games towards the end, like, a lot of people started showing up.
Okay.
Awesome.
I mean, I think soccer, we've spoken to several soccer players that especially that travel and play overseas, but if you're a female soccer player, your life is one of the more unique in the world, right? Like you have a not only the challenges of like trying to just be an athlete, but then trying to be a female athlete in the face of all this adversity. It thickens your skin. You become a little bit tougher.
It definitely does thicken your skin. Like for me, at least right now, I don't like to say I'm sacrificing a lot, but I sort of am. You know, like we don't get paid even close to the men. I can't make this a career. I get lucky because I have like my broadcasting side and my modeling side where I'm marketable. But then there's girls that I made really, really close friends with in Colombia that they come from absolutely nothing. They actually don't even eat. Like we would go to practices and the normal thing is, hey, give your players a meal after practice.
Yeah.
Not even a meal.
Jeez.
You know, and these girls come from nothing. Like they're like they look for money in order to eat. And then they have to come to practice the next day at 5 o'clock in the morning.
And they have to be fit.
And they have to be fit.
And they have to be healthy.
Exactly. So it's like, I always say, all right, invest in your program and trust me, like it'll come back, you know? So.
Okay.
I would just stand over the dudes as they ate. You know, how's the chicken? Is it good?
Yeah, has it? No, but what was really cool is that usually the men's team, well, at least over there, they were nice enough to either give their soup to like one of the girls or they were really nice. You know, they were supportive of our sport because they know, but it's just the higher.
Yeah.
The people that are higher up.
Jeez.
It's unfortunate. I mean, you hope things change. Oh, well, you know,
we keep hearing these things, wondering what could we do to make a difference. And hopefully the more we
talk
about
it, maybe just put a little bit more money into the sport.
Oh, sure. Someone put it in our pocket and we'll give it to them.
I'm going to show support today by giving a random woman soup.
Yeah. That's funny.
You Colombian? You hungry?
Are you hungry?
I got you, Parcela. You're good. All right. Well, Chelsea, thank you so
much. Where can people follow you? Where can people find you?
You guys can follow me on Instagram at Shells, C-H-E-L-S-Z. No, C-H-E-L-S-S-Z. I don't know. C-H-E-L-S-Z-Z.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. C-H-E-L-S-Z-Z. You see, I'm not even that crazy on social media. Yeah, you can follow me on there and on Twitter. Usually post my journey on there.
Okay.
That's right. All right.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Thank you so much for being on. We normally finish the show, we yell Cooligans.
Okay. That's how, so we yell Cooligans into the camera, so it'll all make sense.
You'll know exactly when
you're going to be a part of it. So, so again, thank you, Chelsea, for being on. So for Chelsea Cabarcas, my name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerrero.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!